or in Simon Shin Samechei, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber continues, V'im Ervu B'nei HaChatzer Im B'nei HaMavli, V'Pritzesh of Mavli LaChatzer Eino Mitzad HaChatzer. If Min and Erev, they join together, the people live in the Chatzer and the people live in the Mavli, and the opening of the Mavli to the Chatzer is not from the side of the Chatzer, U'Pirtos HaChatzer Mitzad HaSheini Eino Mechuvanos K'neged Pirtos HaMavli, and the entrance, the openings of the Chatzer on the other side are not directly parallel to the openings on the side of the Mavoi, v'achatz ha-sharav, and the chatz is used by many, gam ha-mavoi mutter, then the Mavoi is mutter as well. Afilu malo ervu, but if they didn't join together, o afilu ervu, pirtas ha-chatzer la-mavoi mitzido, or they did join together, however, the opening of the chatzer is on the, to the Mavoi is on the side, o afilu be-emtza ha-chatzer, or it's in the middle of the chatzer, u-pirtas ha-chatzer mitzad ha-sheini kenegda, but the opening on the other side of the chatzer is parallel to that. Or the chatzar belongs to an individual, sir, then you're not allowed to carry. And if it was open to an open area which is less than a sasayim, or it's more than a sasayim, but it was still originally surrounded for the purposes of living, dino ki'ilu nifretz chatzer, it's like it's open to a chatzer. Avalim yaseir al sasayim, but if the area is more than a sasayim, v'lo hukaf ledira, and it was not meant originally for living purposes, havi ki'ilu nifretz a karmelis etzarech tikkun, so then it's like it's open to a karmelis, and that does not work. You're allowed to carry under the korah or next to the lechi, meaning, says the Mishnah Berurah, whether the mavui was permitted to carry because of a korah or you used a lechi, you're allowed to use the area directly underneath the korah, directly next to the lechi. However, there are poskim will hold that this is only when the area that's connected the lechi did not have a shear of dalat vachim by dalat vachim, because then it's batal to the rest of the inside area, and you can use it and carry in that area. But if the area under next to the lechi or under the korah is a 4x4 on its own or more than that, so then it's considered to be a karmelis in terms of carrying from that area, and you would not be able to carry from the inside area to under the korah or next to the lechi. There are some poskim who differentiate and hold that even if it has 4x4, it's still batel. That don't differentiate as such, and say even if it's 4x4, you still be allowed to carry keneged lechi or under the korah. V'hani mili b'pasuach rishas harabim, says the mechaber, this is only if it's open to rishas harabim. Avo pasuach l'karmelis asar, but if that area is, the mavui is open to a karmelis, so then you would not be allowed to carry keneged the lechi or the korah. Bein tachas l'korah ubein keneged lechi. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Elia Rabba, who is mekel to use the area under the korah, even if it's open to a karmelis, and that's how the Evan Ozer paskins as well, especially if the korah is 4 tefachim wide, and it's a strong korah, so then for sure it will be mutter even if it's open to a karmelis, because we would hold pitikra yorud vasosim that it would act as its own mechita going downwards. The Mechaber finishes off. The reason is Bimnesha Mitzar for Karmelis Sha'etzel, because it joins with the Karmelis Shematza Minas Mino V'Neir, because since it has a similar status to a Karmelis, it joins to the Karmelis, as opposed to if it was open to Rishas Arabim, where it's different than that, and therefore it would not join. Sivhei, Afal Pisha Mutra Lishtamish Tachas HaKorah, even though you're allowed to use the area under the Korah, Lo Yeshev Adam Barosh HaMavoy V'Chevitz B'Yado, you shouldn't sit at an entrance to the Mavoy holding an object, Shemiz Gagal HaChevitz M'Yado, because maybe the object will fall out of your hand, Lirishas Arabim, into the public domain via Vienno Elov, and you'll go and get it. Because there's no longer something reminding you that you're in a different area than the Rosh Hashanah. When you're inside the Mavui, so then you see the Korah there that's separating you, and you won't come to go get an object from outside. But if you're under the Korah, you don't have a reminder that you're in a different area than the Rosh Hashanah, and if something falls, you might end up going and getting it. Aval al pesach hachatzer mutter, but sitting at the entrance to a chatzer, you'd be allowed to hold something. Bein psuch l'shus rabin, bein psuch l'karmelis sheish b'al kira, because there is a constant reminder that you are in a separate area. Even though we said there, you're not supposed to use the area under the korah, this must be talking about a case of pitikra yorid v'sosi. Sif vav. Nashim hayoshvos al pesach hamavui, women that are sitting at the entrance to the mavui, v'chadein biyadan, with pitchers in their hand, eim emachem biyadan, we don't stop them. Kivin demidi durabanan, who since it's only nisr durabanan, mutiv shushol goes to lamazidos, better for them to be doing something unintentionally wrong than end up doing it intentionally wrong. This is a concept that comes up most famously discussed in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, this concept of motiv shu shogim v'alo yumazidin. Better for someone to do something unknowingly wrong than to know that they're doing something wrong and do it anyway. The Mishnah Berurah says that this even applies to something that is d'oraisa if we know that they are not going to listen to us. That's why you shouldn't tell them, unless it's something which is mefurish b'kra, something which is stated explicitly in the pasuk. So then, as is discussed in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, you would have to tell them, even if you know that they are not going to listen, because we assume if something is mefurish in the pasuk, so then everyone knows that already anyway. And they would not be considered shogigim in such a case. Siv Zion, mavui shenitlu korosav olachayiv b'Shabbos. If you had a mavui, and then the korah or the lechi was removed on Shabbos, alfa bishahuter lemikzas Shabbos, asa b'sham ve'elach. Even though you're allowed to carry up until that time, now once it disappears, so you're no longer able to carry in that area. No matter which way it was open to. Some say, this is only if you're in a city that's not surrounded by a wall. But if it's a city that's surrounded by a wall, then you'd be allowed to rely on that surrounding wall. The Ramah says that we can't rely on this opinion. This is only if the Mavui, the Korah or the Lechi should have lasted the whole Shabbos. Avim hayo omei listom Erev Shabbos, but it was going to be destroyed already from Erev Shabbos, asar lachash and nisar, and then you can't use it once it is destroyed. Im safik im nisar Erev Shabbos alo, if you're not sure if it was going to be destroyed on Erev Shabbos or not, as lina l'kula, then we can be lenient. The Mishmer explains the reason we can be lenient is because we're mokim on the Chazaka, and therefore it must have been destroyed right now.